Hello, this is Brenda Lanoff of Whispering Energetic Healing, and my co-host
is Claire Penner, and I have EFT Personal Development.
So together, Claire and I have spent many years, and we've been working as to healing and clearing emotional blocks, which we're going to demonstrate to you during this program. So welcome. If you feel you're stuck and you're hanging on to emotional issues or perhaps physical issues that's holding you back, this program's for you. Now, we've talked about world benefits in the past, Claire, but I know you have a good description of what world benefits are, and can you share that with everyone here?
Yes, world benefits is an amazing, amazing thing that you will experience with all types of energy medicine, and especially with the energetic healing done at this show with the body code, emotion code, and EFT. Board benefits are where, if you're listening to this on a replay and you're going to benefit from what we're working on within the callers or within each other, you will also receive those same benefits in your own energy field. Just because we're all one, we're all connected. So because we're connected, we all kind of heal each other as we heal.
And I know we definitely have experienced that, and it's been interesting on our previous show that we had together, and we'd be working on one person, and Ashley, as to a discomfort they might have in their ankle, and then somebody else within the show actually experienced a relief. So that's been really fun to discover all of this and to actually witness it.
Every show that we've done together, I've always experienced benefits, like every show. And I think we started even a group that we were together in last year. And every week we would do this same thing. And every week I would get board benefits. And it's been really amazing. So just really, if you tune into your body, you'll notice your board benefits. And it's kind of a cool thing. So
it is very cool. And so that's great. So that's what we'll be doing tonight and working as to world benefits. But right now, what we want to do, we really want to energetically pull in everyone here that's on the show and who's going to be listening as to the replay or who is on the webcast. So pulling us all in together with the intent to strengthen, to get in touch with what's coming in on a collective level. And as we were discussing, when that happens, we sometimes have the same issues that come in as we're all connected. So right now, we'll just take a deep breath in and release. We just want to energetically hold hands to connect in spirit of oneness. Breathe in peace and harmony through the nose. And just letting go with an exhale of everything that's happened to you before you got on this radio show. Release, clear all and as to our being. When allow the judgments and lies and beliefs and stories that were told about us to flow through us and not sticking to us, moving from the top of our head to the soles of our feet and connect to earth and keep down, deep down to the earth and feel Mother's Earth unconditional love. And knowing that you are fully supported by everyone in this call. We want to call in all of the healers and angels and guides to direct, protect, guard us as to this healing so that everyone receives exactly what they require for the highest healing and greatest outcome. So take a nice deep breath in. Fully expand out as big as you can. And release. Have a sip of water. So, Clara, how do people actually get in touch with us within this show? How do they do that?
Okay, well, there's a couple ways to, if you're interested in asking a question, or I do EFT and Brenda does Emotional Body Code, and they both really complement each other. And if you're interested in us working on one of your issues, you can either, if you're on the web, you can just type in on the bottom, there'll be the question place, and you can type in a question and send it to us, and we can address it. Or you can call in and put up your hand, and we can answer and talk to you. So whichever, if anybody is interested in having an issue worked on, just shoot us a quick question on the web. So that's how.
Okay, sounds good. And when you say putting up your hand, is that right on the teleconference or the instant teleseminar on the page so that people
yeah.
know? Okay.
And you know what? You can, actually what you can do is you can just press *7 to talk. So if you want to ask
okay.
a question, you're on the line, just press *7 and then we'll be able to hear you and you can ask a question.
Perfect. So, I guess you want to know how my week's gone.
Yes.
I have to tell you, it's been interesting. I'm just only, as of recent, allowing myself joyfulness. And it's been a process. I have to admit that I've been a bit of a workaholic. And I always feel if I'm not working and helping somebody else with their problems, then I'm not doing something worthwhile. So I'm just starting to realize I need to take care of myself. So this is a big leap for me and something that I have to put out to everybody here that I have an issue with it, and I'm actually looking forward to relaxing more and just allowing myself to just play.
Yeah.
So, and I know when I just play, then I'm going to be able to be more creative. So
I do think that's a huge problem right now. I think everybody's really finding that they're wanting to be more open and joyful and being more creative. And in the moment, all that stuff is really coming up for everybody. I know the same thing with me. Like, I really feel my head's cloudy. Like, I really feel like there's a veil that needs, that, you know, kind of wants to be lifted so that you can see more clear. So I do think this is one of those problems that's a good thing to work on. So maybe we should start with doing a little EFT on that, and then we had a question, and I will, and then we'll go to that if that works. I'll do some EFT on this, and then I'll let you do some body code on the question. How does that sound, Brenda?
Sounds perfect. Let's go for
okay.
it.
So we're just, I am going to kind of add both of ours in if that works, but as always, if you're not sure about the EFT points, you can go to my website. It's clarapenner.ca, and you can go to more, and then there'll be EFT facts, and there's videos on there. There's lots of question answers about EFT, all that stuff. There's a video of me showing you what the points are, so if you're not sure what the points are, you're going to want to go check those out and then be prepared so you can work along with us. And if you're listening in, you can just pause it, go check it out, and then come back, because this will be a really powerful EFT, I think, for everybody. So I'm going to kind of combine everything. The one thing, Brenda, I usually do before I start EFT is ask how much emotion would you put on it energetically charged, like from 1 to 10? How much emotion would you say you feel? How strong is your emotion? 10 being the most, 1 being the least, when it comes to wanting to allow more joyfulness in your life.
I'm a number 8. That's the number that comes to me is 8.
Okay. So we will get ready, and we're going to start on the karate chop point. And
Okay. We
do the karate chop point 3 times. So even though I am not open to allowing, no, I'm going to start over again. Even though I am not allowing more joy in my life, I am open to receiving it.
Even though I'm not allowing more joy into my life, I'm open to receiving it.
Because I love and accept myself.
Because I love and accept myself.
Even though I'm not allowing more joy in my life.
Even though I'm not allowing more joy into my life.
I'm open to receiving it because I love and accept myself.
I'm open to receiving it because I love and accept myself.
And even though I'm not allowing more joy in my life.
Even though I'm not allowing more joy in my life.
I'm open to receiving it.
I'm open to receiving it.
Because I love and accept myself.
Because I love and accept myself.
So now we're going to start at the eyebrow and move through the points. I'll talk through them once, and then we'll just follow along. So we'll start on the eyebrow. I would like to be open to more, allowing more joy in my life.
I'd like to be open to allowing more joy in my life.
On the side of eye. I want to be more creative.
I want to be more creative.
And under eye, I want to experiment in life.
I want to experiment in life.
And under nose, I want to live in the moment.
I want to live in the moment.
And chin, I want to have more clarity.
I want to have more clarity.
And collarbone, I want a clear vision.
I want a clear vision.
And under the arm, I want to lift this veil.
I
want to lift the veil.
I want to lift the veil.
And then the head, to allow more joy in my life.
To allow more joy in my life.
And then see how you feel about that and what number you would give it now if it's went down.
It's gone down, I'd say, to about a 5.
Okay. So I'm going to do one more transition, and then we'll go into the positive. So we'll start at the karate chop point again. I am open to allowing more joy in my life.
I'm open to allowing more joy in my life.
Because I love and accept myself.
Because I love and accept myself.
I'm open to allowing more joy in my life.
I'm open to allowing more joy in my life.
Because I love and accept myself.
Because I love and accept myself.
I'm open to allowing more joy in my life.
I'm open to allowing more joy in my life.
Because I love and accept myself.
Because I love and accept myself.
And then we'll start at the eyebrow point. I'm open to letting my creativity flow.
I'm open to allowing my creativity flow.
Inside of the eye. I'm open to experimenting life.
I'm open to experimenting life.
Under the eye. I am open to living in the moment.
I'm open to living in the moment.
And under the nose, I'm open to more clarity.
I'm open to more clarity.
And under the chin, I'm open to lifting the veil.
I'm open to lifting the veil.
And under the arm, I'm open to stepping into my power.
I'm open to stepping into my power.
And my head, and allowing more joy in my life.
And allowing more joy in my life.
And then take a deep breath. Maybe take a drink of water and check in to see where your number's at now.
Oh, I'm feeling much calmer. So I'd say about a 3.
Okay. So if you feel that we're ready, I think we could go into some more positive affirmations. I usually do the 3 steps. The more truth to the situation, how you really feel about it, which you know, people can perceive as negative, but it's just the truth of how you feel about the situation. And then I transition it to just see if your body's ready to open or accept maybe that there's a new way of thinking. And then the third step, I go into more positive affirmations so that we can really almost retrain that thought to think this is how it's going to be. So that's where I'll go if you think you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so back to the karate chop point. I will allow joy in my life.
I will allow joy in my life.
I'm looking forward to more joy in my life.
I'm looking forward to more joy in my life.
I'm excited about experiencing more joy in my life.
I'm excited about experiencing more joy in my life.
Because I love myself that much.
Because I love myself that much.
I'm open to a... Nope, I'm allowing more joy in my life.
I'm allowing more joy in my life.
I'm excited about more joy in my life.
I'm excited about more joy in my life.
I'm looking for joy in my life.
I'm looking for joy in my life.
Because I love myself that much.
Because I love myself that much.
And one more time. So I'm allowing more joy in my life.
I'm allowing more joy in my life.
I'm excited about living more joy in my life.
I'm excited about living more joy in my life.
I'm looking forward to more joy in my life.
I'm looking forward to more joy in my life.
Because I love myself that much.
Because I love myself that much.
And then to the eyebrow, I am going to be more creative.
I am going to be more creative.
And the side of the eye, I can't wait for my creative energy to flow.
I can't wait for my creative energy to flow.
Under the eye, I can't wait to see what comes up.
I can't wait to see what comes up.
And under the nose, I know I'm creative.
I know I'm creative.
And under the chin, I can't wait to show the world.
I really can't wait to show the world.
And my collar, the collarbone, I'm stepping in my power.
I'm stepping into my power.
And under the arm, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
And top of the head, today's my day.
Today is my day.
And then take a deep breath and see how that feels for you, number-wise, if you can put a number on it.
I feel good.
Awesome.
I feel like it's right down. Yeah. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay, that's awesome. I feel really good, too. I felt a lot of shifts there, too, because the one great thing about as you're doing EFT and we're doing EFT together, again, we're all borrowing benefits from each other, and I could really feel as I was tapping with you, because I always do the tapping with anybody I'm doing EFT with, and I could feel lots of moving, too. I feel really good, too, so that's awesome. So
that's
if
awesome.
You're ready, Brenda, I'll tell you Yvonne's question. And then maybe we can work on that. Would that work for you?
Okay.
And do you feel, I'm sorry, but back to this, do you feel like you're at a zero or close to a zero? Because that's where we like to get with EFT.
I feel like I'm at a zero with that. I'm feeling
okay.
Good.
Definitely
perfect. More positive about the whole thing, yes.
Okay. And we'll check in to see how this week's gone next week and how that's kind of stayed with you in the week. So Yvonne's question for us is she would like to do some work on her close vision, which was suddenly weakened. I wear glasses for far vision but have good close vision until recently.
So Yvonne, she's having problems with close vision. And it got suddenly weakened.
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne, are you wanting to go on air or just
she
do
can't,
the...
She can't call in.
Oh,
but
she
maybe
can.
She can type another... If she wants to type another
okay.
Response, like just in the question and answer, she wants to type
okay.
a response. Maybe if she could let us know how she's doing, I'll check in
okay.
for you while you're doing the work.
Okay, sounds good. So just to confirm, so there's a problem with the close vision. It's suddenly weakened. And what was that as to the far vision?
Well, she said she's always worn glasses for far vision, but had good close vision until recently.
Oh, okay. Okay, so always wear glasses for, okay, for a distance. Okay, great. So what we're going to do here is get our connection and ask for the go-ahead from Higher Source God to work on Yvonne and giving our gratitude here and calling in all the Yvonne's guides, her healers. And as I say that, I just feel this, you know, you can feel it when you ask, and it, this sort of like coolness of the air comes in. So, yes, so we definitely have the go-ahead, Yvonne. Now, when I check for close vision, I'm going to be working with the motion code and the body code. The motion code is actually a portion of the body code system. So we will just go with that and see what comes up here in the next file. So when I'm asking here, so this as to the all of a sudden this weakened eye vision. And oh. So what's related to that? Sorry?
I'm sorry. Yvonne is on the phone, so I am going
perfect.
To let her talk.
Okay, perfect.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, I did get on the phone.
Okay, awesome.
Sure. It does work this way, but it's definitely more fun when we can have you on live. So hello.
Yeah, thank you.
So when did your eyes just suddenly weaken within the last week? When did this all occur?
Within the last 2 or 3 months.
Oh, within the last 2 or 3 months, it just sort of suddenly weakened. And so let's just see here. Where do we need to go with that? Yeah, it's like what, you know, on emotional level, I'm going to tell you what's coming through here is what are you not willing to look at? There's something there you're not willing to look at. And we're just going to check what that is. What are you not willing to examine? So let me just check, Yvonne. And Yvonne, can you muscle test with me?
Yes.
Tonight? Okay, so let's have you check and as to a yes and as to a no. So I believe, Yvonne, you'll be working with the fingers and the O test, testing for a yes and a no.
Actually, I'll be using a pendulum tonight.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And obviously a pendulum is another way for muscle testing. So we will just go with that. And, okay, so you have a yes and you have a no. Okay. We're just going to be checking. So what is it that you just want? It's not avoiding of wanting to examine. So I'm just going to be checking, is there a trapped emotion that's contributing to that of not wanting to examine? I'm getting like, yes, there is. So now I'm just going to be checking as to what exactly is that. And when I come up with it, I'll let you know. Yes, no. Okay. Is there, Yvonne, is there a trapped emotion of pride of related to not wanting to examine? Is there a trapped emotion of pride that's coming in but not wanting to examine closely? This blocking?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so there's this.
I've never had that trapped emotion come up before.
Oh, okay. So this is all about, again, about having to examine closely. That's the first thing that came up to me, is having to examine something closely. And this is your pride. Okay, so this is related as to the vision. See how this is all interrelated. So the pride that's related to the vision. Okay, let's sort of see when this came in so we can check. Did this trap emotion of pride, and did this come in, Ashley, at the age of 11, age 11, of pride?
I'm getting a yes on that as well.
Okay. So we've got age 11. Now, does anything come to your mind that was going on for you or within your family dynamics at the age of 11?
Oh, easily. Both a move and a divorce.
Oh, your parents went through a move and a divorce.
Right.
Okay. So is that okay? So let's just have you check. And, of course, I'm checking here what Yvonne's checking, so it's like a double check. Excuse me. So, Yvonne, if you can check, is that what that is as to the move and the divorce?
I'm actually getting a no.
A mixed on that. Okay, so that's not what that is. Okay, so let's just check in. See if you can get any further information as to that as to age 11. No. So nothing's coming up right now, and it could be something later that comes up like, oh, yeah, the age 11. Ashley, when I'm asking that right now, is this as regards to coming into puberty?
Should I get a yes on that?
Oh, okay. So that's what came up is just all of a sudden the word puberty came up.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, being knowing that you're going to enter puberty, and it's scary, you know, like, oh my gosh. So it's like it's hanging on to that. You don't want anybody to look in. You don't want to be examined. Is this as not wanting to be examined as related to the puberty at age 11? Can you check? And what do you get on that?
I'm getting a weak no.
Weak no. But this is as to puberty. Okay.
I'm definitely yes on the pride and puberty, though.
Okay. Well, let's just do some clearings right now. So I'm going to be working with a magnet. And what this magnet does, it's one way of releasing. I'll be working with that right now. It magnifies the specific frequency and vibration which each emotion carries. And now it's vulnerable. It comes up to the surface of the skin. So we're just going to be allowing it to release. So you're going to hear me working over in between your eyebrow area. And you can work with me if you'd like to, Yvonne, in between the eyebrow area and working over the top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck and bring it to the front again. So we're doing this several times, releasing that, you know, trapped emotion of pride. Age 11 has contributed to this having to examine. Be examined. Okay. So let's check in, and I work with my pendulum also. So let's just check in. Has that now been released, that trapped emotion of pride?
I'm getting a yes.
Okay, excellent. So let's have you, we'll check here. Is there another trapped emotion that's related to this sudden weakening of the eye? No.
I also get a no.
Yeah, I am too. Okay, good. So that's how this kind of works. So we'll just see what else is related as to the eye. So let me just check here. Is this as to the nerves? Is it related to the nerves?
Yes.
Okay, so that's interesting. So this is just another area that we can check into. So related to the nerves, okay, is this as to the nerves of the spinal column?
Oh, I'm getting a yes.
Okay, so that's where we're going to go. So is this related as to the C2 of the cervical vertebrae?
I'm getting
Is this
no.
as related to the, pardon me, no?
And no on C2.
No on C2. Okay. Is this related as to the C3 of the cervical vertebrae, the C3?
Getting a yes on that.
Okay. So is this within the meridian of the C3, the nerves of the vertebrae of the C3, and as to the eyes? Is this within the meridian?
I'm getting a strong yes.
Yes. Okay. So, okay, great. So there's something going on within the meridian of the C3, the nerves of the C3. Of the cervical vertebrae and the eyes. So is this, okay, is there a trapped emotion within the meridian? Meridians?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do some more investigation here. So trapped emotion. Is this a trapped emotion of abandonment?
Strong yes.
Okay. So let's check. Well, when did this come in? Okay, it's actually. Are you picking up on somebody else's abandonment?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay, so this isn't even yours. Okay.
Huh.
And is this as to your other?
But it's still attractive.
Is this as to, pardon me?
Still a trapped emotion that I'm storing in my C3 meridian.
Yes, yeah, within the meridians of the C3 to your eyes.
Okay.
So abandonment, it's not yours. Is this as to your significant other relationship abandonment as to their issue, as to his issue?
I'm picking up on an ex.
On an ex, really. Okay, so this is an ex relationship. Okay, right. Okay. You know what we're going to do? Let's just do some cutting of the cords right now.
Okay.
So another way of clearing, and you can work with your fingers over your, you know, in between the eyebrows, over the crown of the head, the base of the neck, or with their magnets, or sending energy into the midline. The back is also clear. So, again, it's clearing with meridians. So let's just go here. And we just want to start here, Yvonne, and we want to cut all that negative gut-to-gut cording between Yvonne and her ex as to all of his abandonment and cutting it all off now. Breaking it into 1,000 pieces. Just allowing that negativity. It's like that umbilical cord is going to just shrivel up and it's falling to the ground now. Okay. Excuse me. Take a deep breath and a sip of water. Okay. So I'm going to check in with you and how you're doing.
That was an amazing tracking, Brenda. I would have never have thought to look there.
Now, I think with your eyes, Yvonne, I would recommend is that, you know, we do some work as to that, but you can see as from today just what came up.
Okay.
And also, let's just test one more thing here. As to the eyes, as to the sudden weakness, are you picking up as to a collective conscious of eyes weakening at a certain age? Is that also contributing?
I'm getting a no.
Not a no. Okay.
But I don't know if that's just because I hold myself to ignore those sort of issues.
No, if that's what's coming up for you and that's just something that came up, I thought, well, check. And when I check as to that also, I'm getting a no. So, yes, okay. Let's ask this question. We'll get into this perhaps at the next session. But are there any beliefs that are in contributing to the weakened eyesight? Any beliefs that are blocking and contributing to the weakened eyesight?
Getting a no.
You're getting a no on that. Okay. Okay. So are there any blocks in the way? Is there a protection block in the way?
Yes, definitely.
Ah, okay.
Huh.
So let's go ahead and do that now. When I'm checking, is there a protection block protecting yourself? Okay, so it's related to vulnerability. So let's just ask here and working again as to the way that works best for you, just clearing and asking for divine guidance is clearing that block, the protection block within the time frame that's safe and gentle for Yvonne. And clearing it, asking to be cleared. Okay. Excellent. Take a deep breath and a sip of water. So, how are you doing?
Good. You know, I'm not sure how to check for this.
Yeah, and that's okay. And when we for this block, I'm actually getting that it will take some time. Let's ask this question: will the protection block be cleared in 2 days?
I'm getting a no.
More than 2 days.
Yes.
Okay, checking in again. And sometimes if your mind starts to wander, which mine can do, just have to get clarity and concentrate here, okay? One month, 2 months. Will this be more than 2 months for this to clear, this protection block to clear? It will take more than 2 months. And what
no.
are you getting? No?
I'm getting 5 days.
5 days. Okay, let me just check in again.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I spoke too quickly.
And you know what? Sometimes with this type of work, we can time out too. So it could be, we know that it's going to be clearing in a period of time. I'm still getting about approximately 2 months for that. And there could be many layers that are actually within that one block. So we'll just let it work.
That
you know, let
sense.
God work with it. Yeah.
Thanks.
And just, you know, we can pick up on this again, Yvonne. And just notice, and it would have been interesting to have you do a close-up. You know, like there's a certain place on your screen or on the bulletin board that you could look at and see how your vision was and then afterwards. So just keep note on that and see how
you do. I have to tell you before we started, I did pick up the book next to me and see how far. And it just seems so crazy, but I feel like I can hold it closer to my face now.
Cool.
Just very slight. I like it.
Great.
So I'll keep you posted on what I observe and what else I notice and what you found with especially the protection block. Is that another word for a heart wall?
It could be. Yes, when we're checking, is it a heart wall protection block around the heart? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, good one. Good one.
Beautiful. I'm excited. I feel good about this.
Well, that's cool. And I know our eyes can improve energetically. So, I mean, everything is possible. Anything is possible. And when we allow ourselves to believe that, it manifests. So it's very cool. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Brenda. I really enjoyed your work.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
So much, Yvonne. Okay, bye. So, Clara.
Hello. That was really cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, it's, all this work is, it just so interrelated, and it's just exciting. It's just really exciting.
I know, I love everything about it. Even talking tonight, like we've hit so many layers. But you said something when we were talking to Yvonne that I agree with a lot, which was there's always so much layers to everything. Like when you're blocked on something, if your life is not the way you want it, then you're blocked in some way. Like it's pretty simple to know, and there can be so many layers, but if it's not working the way you want it to, there's something holding you back from that, and that's where these techniques really help you, and it's a good way to gauge if what you want is not flowing into your life, then there's a block there, and it can be very many layers, so to just be patient and work through those layers and do your work as often as you can, like even some energy work once a day or, you know, whatever you can put in will help reveal and remove those layers. So that's pretty neat. Now, I know we have another question, but, and Michelle, if it's possible for you to call in, Brenda would answer your question if you can call
in. Okay, and who's calling in?
I'll see if she can.
Okay.
Michelle's question.
Okay, sure.
Seeing how she responds here, but I do think that the other thing that's really neat about the eyes while we're hanging out here is that often, you'd also said this to Yvonne Simmons, it's what we choose not to see with the eyes,
mm-hmm.
and so that's like unblocking those layers of the things that we find hard to look at or we don't want to see. Mm-hmm. That is really neat, and I find that too with EFT, if there's a problem with the eyes, you know, it's just not wanting to see something or blocking something. Blocks work really, in different ways. So, while we're waiting, I haven't seen Michelle. She might just be getting to a phone or something. But,
okay.
Anyways, did you want to go ahead or how do you want to?
Well, why don't we actually, while we're talking about eyes, just do some EFT on the eyes, since we're already on the subject, and just top it up with what was cleared here just now with the emotion code, body code, and just do some minutes of that, and then hopefully Michelle can come on, and then we can respond to her request.
Okay, that sounds good. So if we are, we'll just go right back to the EFT, EFT points. So we'll go back to the karate chop point, and we will start. So even though there are things I don't want to look at, I still love and accept myself.
Even though there's things I don't want to look at, I still love and accept myself.
Even though there's things I feel difficult to look at in my life, I love and accept myself.
Even though there are things that I feel are difficult to look at myself in my life, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though there are things I refuse to look at in my life, I love and accept myself.
Even though there are things that I refuse to look at in my life, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay, and then go to the eyebrow. These things I don't want to see.
These things I don't want to see.
There's so many things I just don't want to look at.
There's just so many things I don't want to look at.
It's easier to block my vision.
It's easier to block my vision.
And under the nose, once I see them, I can't unsee them.
Once I see them, I can't unsee them.
Chin. I can't, once I see them, I'm responsible for them.
Once I see them, I'm responsible for them.
And collarbone, it's easier to just not see them.
It's easier just not to see them.
And underarm, it's easier to block my vision.
It's easier to block my vision.
And head, to just not see.
To just not see.
Okay, and we'll go. I'm going to actually, Yvonne, if you're still on, did you do that tapping with us?
Yes, I just did.
And how did you, I should have actually asked you before, how was your feeling in there? Did you or Brenda feel any movement in there? Did anything feel like it rang true to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. I really like just using the vision for that bigger metaphor that you, how you make it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I find, like, I have 20/20 eyesight, and I really felt like I felt a lot of moving, too, in my energy field, which I actually found surprising because I was like, oh, but I think it goes on other levels again, even with your vision or just, like I was saying at the beginning of the call, feeling like that veil, like maybe not wanting to see the truth and having to face it. So that's just something that's kind of neat. And there's lots of stuff you can do on your vision with EFT, but that's what I find one of the most helpful EFT. So now if it's okay, we'll go into a transition and then we'll just do a little positive quickly, and then I can give everybody that framework if they want to re-listen and do that again, then they have all three steps. So if everybody's ready, we'll do the credit trap point. I'm open to seeing the things I chose not to see before.
I'm open to seeing the things I didn't want to see before.
Because I love and accept myself.
Because I love and accept myself.
I'm open to seeing the things I could not let myself see before.
I'm open to seeing the things I could not let myself see before.
Because I love and accept myself.
Because I love and accept myself.
I'm open to seeing these things I would not let myself see before.
I'm open to seeing the things I did not want to see myself before.
Because I love and accept myself.
Because I love and accept myself.
And then the eyebrow. These things I don't want to see.
These things I don't want to see.
Said I'm blocking my vision.
I'm back in my vision.
Under the eye. I just don't want to see them.
I just don't want to see them.
I don't know. It's just too hard.
It's just too hard.
Under the chin. I just don't want to deal with them.
I just don't want to deal with them.
Collarbone. And if I choose to see them, I have to choose responsibility.
If I have to choose to see them, I have to choose responsibility.
That I've seen them and now I'm responsible for it.
That I've seen them and now I'm responsible for them.
And the head. And I don't know if I'm ready for this.
And I don't know if I'm ready for this.
And the side of the eye. It's really scary.
It's really scary.
Even though I'm scared.
Even though I'm scared.
Under eye. I'm going to choose to see them.
I'm going to choose to see them.
And under the eye. Because it's hurting my vision.
Because it's hurting my vision.
Under the chin. The only way to release this.
The only way to release this.
And collarbone. Is to see them.
Is to see them.
and under to validate them.
Because, sorry?
To validate them.
To validate them.
And the top of the head, to let it go.
To let it go.
And then kind of breathe through that. And did anybody feel any transition there or energy movement?
Yes, I did. I feel just a relief in my solar plexus area, just like I can breathe a little bit easier.
I even think this would be a good, a really good tapping to do. Even with all of the stuff that's going on in the world, it's really hard sometimes to look at it and scary and, you know, in everything in your life and in every area, it would be good for all of that stuff. And you could change the words to fit what you're going through. So I'm going to do one more positive, positive tapping script. So on the credit check point again, I'm open to seeing everything.
I'm open to seeing everything.
Because I love and accept myself.
Because I love and accept myself.
I'm open to seeing everything.
I'm open to seeing everything.
Because I want my vision to be better.
Because I want my vision to be better.
Because I love and accept myself.
Because I do love and accept myself.
I'm open to seeing everything.
I'm open to seeing everything.
Because I'm ready to heal.
Because I'm ready to heal.
Because I love and accept myself.
Because I love and accept myself.
And eyebrow. I'm open to seeing what's blocking my vision.
I'm open to seeing what's blocking my vision.
So that I can heal.
So that I can heal.
So I can validate.
So that I can validate.
And under nose. What I chose to not see.
To what I chose to not see.
Under the chin, I'm ready to see.
I'm ready to see.
And collarbone, I'm ready to heal.
I am ready to heal.
Under the arm, I'm ready to heal.
I'm ready to heal.
And on top of the head, I'm ready to see.
I'm ready to see.
And then take a deep breath and kind of check in again and see what you're feeling there. If you've felt a shift.
I feel an overwhelming sense of calm. But I also am really inspired by some of the words in the positive round to just take for daily mantra for improving vision.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea, Yvonne. Yeah. Good addition. I felt a lot of movement, too, just in my clarity, like my brain fog that I was talking about before, how I felt that, so not really in my vision, but still almost in my vision, not, you know, in my eyes, but in my vision and in my feeling and moving. And I was talking to Brenda before the show how it almost just felt like there was a veil that needed to be lifted to see. So it's kind of funny, and that's what we were talking about, but the Bora benefits and how we're all connected, that even if it's not your actual sight, it can still be your vision. So that's pretty neat. I liked how that all turned out. So
excellent. Yeah, that's just excellent. Is there anybody else there that has any questions or wants any work done today? And
I think I'm thinking Michelle wasn't able to call in.
Okay.
So, we can kind of go over a question and just see what we can do without actually talking to her. Did you want to do that? Or?
Sounds good.
Okay. So Michelle's question was that she was inquiring about her love life and when she would meet her special man.
Okay.
Now, one thing I would suggest on EFT-wise with this is really doing an EFT tapping, and I can quickly do one every day, almost clearing the blocks of the flow into receiving that love in your life that you feel you truly believe you deserve. And because, like I had said before, if it's not there, then there's blocks. So really doing the EFT to clear any blocks that would be blocking you from receiving the love. What would your suggestions be?
I'm definitely being drawn to looking at her heart wall. And everybody, most people, I should say, probably most people on earth can have a heart wall at some point in their life. And, you know, it can be difficult to give love and receive love. And it's so fantastic when you are able to really work within the emotions that are trapped within the heart wall. I would really look at the heart wall and look at the emotions that are, you know, contributing to that heart wall about her, you know, about meeting that special man, and what blocks are in the way that are put in there for protection that we automatically do at a subconscious level to protect ourselves. So maybe that's something that we can look at a Michelle, you know, and for you to call in on the next show, and so we can really spend time and really put our attention to the whole question about, you know, love, because it's a lot of people are in that situation where they want the relationship and they don't know why they're not attracting it. And again, we can put up some walls around to protect us. So I think with that combination of EFT and with looking at the heart wall and what it's composed of, I think we can make some real headway with that. So I recommend that we just look at that and really give it our full attention next week.
I think that's a really good idea, because I think if we could do some body code and EFT with that, I think we could remove some blocks there. That would be really good. So let's do that next Tuesday.
Yeah,
be like perfect. Love Tuesday. Yeah.
We'll pick up on that again next week.
Yeah.
So as we're getting close to the hour, is there anything else that we can do before we just do a couple of minutes here of boosting everybody, just, you know, picking everybody up here from today, from all the clearings? Is there anything else that anybody wants to bring up? Yvonne, is there any last-minute thing that you want to talk about, or...?
I just want to just make an appreciation for how many benefits that I've received from your work and from the show, and I really encourage other people to take advantage of your talents. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Well, on that note, why don't we do some corrections, and this is, again, we can work with the magnet. And actually, it's amazing what you can do, but we're just going to, with intent, this is all as to intent. So, you know, we can get kind of tired when we're doing this releasing and just working and bringing up oxygenation, right, all through the organs and glands and right down to a cellular level. Just all the way up to maximum level. And let's bring in some good H2O. Okay, and just sort of wake everybody up here. Okay, how's that feeling?
Good.
Okay. So for everyone here, we just want to just do a little quick strengthening here. And you know, we want to make sure our alkalinity is up, our lymphatic system our mitochondria, mitochondria regeneration, as to the nervous system, as to the circulatory system, as to our HGH, as to our pituitary gland, strong and functioning in all directions, as to the tension of our cellular membrane, the right amounts of nitrogen, and just want to give our gratitude here for all the healers and guides that came in to work with everybody today. And just say thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone who's called in and who's listening and that are reaping Bora benefits from all the work that's done today. So take a deep breath and a sip of water. So, Claire, why don't you tell everyone here what you're up to and how they can get in touch with you, how people can get in touch with you.
Well, I do actually have a big, and it is awesome, online course coming up. And it's all using EFT, but it's, I was going to say my favorite, but actually all EFT is my favorite because I love EFT. So I do have an online, it's every Monday for 12 weeks. And it is starting October 7th, and that's every Monday. There are replays available, but we work through everything, all the blocks. Like we were talking today about there's blocks in everything. We talk about blocks in relationships, in finances, and personal goals, in self-esteem, in exercise, in pain, in grief. We cover... It's called the Life Makeover Mastermind Group, and it's because it's a total, complete life makeover. So that's 12 weeks, and every week we just cover a new subject with EFT, and it's great. So it's all online. If you can't make it, it's from 7:30 to 9:30, and that's on starting October 7th. But if you can't make it, there's always replays, so you can listen to them when they work for you. And if you are interested in that program, you can just email me and I'll send you the information. It's Clara at clarapenner.ca, which is C-L-A-R-A at C-L-A-R-A-P-E-N-N-E-R.ca. So that's what's up for me.
Excellent.
If you are in Medicine Hat area, there's lots of live stuff, but I know we have people from all over, so... you can also, if you're in my area, I'm from Medicine Hat, Alberta, there's lots of live workshops coming up, which are all fantastic, and you can contact me for those as well. And what about you, Brenda? What's up? I know you have a big thing coming this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited. I live in this area called Okanagan, and it's in British Columbia, Canada. And they're having a Wise Women's Festival in this town called Naramata. So it's all for women for this festival. Speakers from all over. I'll be working in the Healing Oasis, which is in the lower McLaren Hall. So and I'll be doing clearings for everybody. So anybody that wants to sign up on Friday, you can register and get some really reasonably priced work done with the emotions and code and the body code work. So I welcome you to sign up if you're in the area. And as I work with clients worldwide, we're certainly not limited to within the regional area, so for both Claire and myself. So I would invite you to check out my website at www.whisperingenergetic.ca, whisperingenergetic.ca. There's a lot of very cool things. I do a lot of different modalities, and I create a program specifically for you. As to the body code system, there's just so much we can check on as to energies, toxicity, circuitry, pathogens, structural, nutritional. And as you heard here tonight, we just tapped on just a tiny portion of how the nerves are related to the eye. So as you can see, there's just so much that we can check into. So it's all very cool. And, yeah, feel free to contact me. My email address is laynoffbrenda, so laynoffbrenda49@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for coming tonight. It was really good, Brenda.
I feel
great.
I'm excited. I'm excited about the eyes and continuing with that, and also as to relationships and opening up our hearts. So, let's continue on next week.
I'm excited. I think I really think a good dose of love next week will be great, because I think relationships is another huge one that's going to be fun. So, looking forward to next
Excellent.
Week. Thanks, everybody.
Yes, thank you. Bye, everybody.